This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1675. Do you have a poker face when it comes to learning English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you like to play card games? Card game idioms are fun, sound cool, and are used a lot in everyday native English. Today, get 5 card game idioms in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing well. We're on YouTube today. So guys, come and check us out over on YouTube and subscribe to that channel.
And guys, the other day when we were on YouTube also, it was episode 1673, we were talking about playing games in English and, you know, how they can be helpful for learning. So today we're still talking about playing games, but we're talking about something different. We're really talking about card games today and idioms and expressions dealing with those, right? So yes. Lindsay, do you feel like there's a lot of expressions in regular English that come from cards?
Well, it seems like there are. We're going to hear about some of them today. But yeah, I think that card playing is a big part of cultures in certain places. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to tennis camp a lot. And the kids would always play cards on the lunch break and stuff. But adults do too. I mean, adults have like poker nights, you know, where they participate, especially it seems to be like more men that do that than women, but I don't know why. So yeah, what about you, Michelle? Are cards a big thing?
Yeah, I used to play poker.
You did? That's
yeah,
cool.
Growing up, we had like poker nights and I don't know.
With your family or who?
No, with my friends. I mean, I shouldn't say that. So cool. Like not really for like money, actually.
That's awesome. I don't even know how to play poker. I want to learn.
Know? Oh, no. It's fun. We should have an all ears English poker night. I'll teach you. God.
I would lose so bad.
but yeah, I do like to play poker. I haven't played in a long time. But guys, there are a lot of English expressions that deal with playing cards, and some of them deal with poker, actually. So we're going to get into those in a second. But guys, we want to remind you that the best way to really get started with English is to know where you are now so you can know where to go, right? So you're not blindly fishing around. I don't know. I'm not sure my level, right? So we can help you. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. You can take a super short quiz and you can get your fluency score so you know where you're starting and where to go. And also you can get resources for your level as well.
Yeah, that's a great expression. Michelle, I also liked your body language, blindly fishing around, trying to find things, right? So that's good stuff. That's good stuff. I love it. Guys, go and find out. Go to that link and get that score so you know where to get started. So good. So good.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So the first one is to lay or put your cards on the table. Yes. This is a good one. Lindsay, what do you think this is about?
Okay. So yeah, to lay your cards on the table. So this means when we say this in English, and you will hear this by native speakers, it means you're being open and you're saying what's really going on. You're not keeping any secrets. Mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of another one.
Oh boy, there's going to be a lot here, I think.
Okay, yeah. There's going to be so many more. Okay. Yeah. So, for example, he laid all his cards on the table when he told her his feelings. It was a huge risk, but she feels the same way.
Oh, wow. And so that's being very authentic, isn't it? Sort of taking that risk. I mean, if you think about it in your romantic relationships, it's actually a scary moment. I bet our listeners can remember back, you know, with your partner, if you're married, there was a moment in which one of you said the big three words, right? I love you. And you had to just do that. You had to lay all your cards on the table. That's a great expression. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then just as a bonus expression, then you can also say, keep your cards close to your chest.
Yes.
Right? So that's kind of the opposite, right? You either put them on the table, you reveal yourself, or you're kind of more guarded.
Yeah, I love it. So it's the exact opposite. Totally.
It's the exact opposite. Yeah.
The way I would think about just one thing, Michelle, the way I would think about keeping your cards close to your chest is kind of more in negotiations.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in a negotiation, someone will say an amount, but that's not their final amount that they will go down to or up to, right?
Right,
so they keep their cards close to their chest. Yeah.
That's a good one. So the next one is poker face. Guys, we talked about this on episode 1149. So this was how to keep your poker face and connect with natives. So go on, listen to that one. But this is an important one to talk about, right? This is about not revealing things, having a straight face. Right. Ugh. So, Lindsay, do you think you have a good poker face?
No, I have a terrible. So let's just say, guys, just so we're clear, this is about outside of the game, right? We're not talking about it there. I mean, there is a poker face you're supposed to use, or you're supposed to show up with sunglasses on or something, right? At the poker game, I guess. I don't know. but this is in life, right? So no, I have a terrible poker face. You could see everything on my face. And I hate that. I really would much rather, and I've been trying actually to do that more, to be less expressive in my face.
Why? For like what purpose?
Just because I feel like it's just too, I just can't hide anything. I want to, you know, you don't want everything out there all the time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, I can see that. I can see that. I mean, I think, yeah, you have to think about like when you want to have a poker face and when you don't. Guys, in the game of poker, the poker face is basically because you don't want people to think you have a certain hand, right? You don't want them to make their decisions on the way they're playing based on like, or you might want them to, like you might want your poker face to be really like, oh yeah, like you're feeling confident. Faking. You're feeling good. Yeah. You're faking it. So you're faking some sort of emotion to try and get people to react in a certain way.
Yeah. And of course this expression makes me think of the song by Lady Gaga.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm singing it in my head right now, too. Unfortunately.
We can't sing it on that. But in our heads, just know what's happening. Guys, if you want to sing along in your head, go for it. But for example, you could say, I had no idea about the surprise party. You kept a really great poker face. So maybe Lindsay threw me a party, but I had no idea because she did not reveal it.
And that is the most satisfying thing in the world, to surprise someone and they don't find it out. They don't figure it out. It's the best thing ever. Okay, Michelle, what's the next one? Get your English fluency score now. See where you stand with your English level. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score and take our simple 2-minute quiz. allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the next one is all bets are off, right? So this is about more betting in general. So could be cards or not. Lindsay, what is that?
So it basically means that something has changed, right? And so the outcome at that point is really unknown. Now, before this change, we could count on certain things happening in a certain way, but now all bets are off. And I feel like actually I use this a lot. You know, like negotiating, trying to get a house in Denver right now. I feel like, you know, geez, when people are bidding, you know, 15% over the asking price, I just can't stay in. I can't stay in the game. All bets are off, you know, in that sense. Right. That's a good example of how to use it. I just will not hang in there. I just can't. Right?
Oh, man. Yeah, that is very stressful.
Yeah, it's insane. So that's a good example. When you are basically you're taking yourself out of it, you're not counting on anything being true. Let's give an example sentence. So we can say, now remember, I will help you as long as you show you've done your homework. If I see you aren't doing it, all bets are off. So what are we saying there, Michelle?
It basically means if I see you're not doing it, like I'm not going to keep my promise to help you. Basically, you can infer that I will not help you.
Do you feel like you use this one a lot in your daily life? For some reason, I do. I don't know why.
I don't know if I use it that much, but I do use it. Like, it's not like one of those, like, never. I don't, you know, I don't know if it's all the time. Sounds like maybe not as much as you use it, but I use it.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's a good one. Anything else, Michelle? We have one more and then
a bonus. Oh, that's funny.
If we have time.
I actually already taught this.
It's amazing. It's amazing the real English that we're learning here, Michelle.
So guys, I already had the one about keep your cards close to your chest or keep your hand close to your chest. I already had it listed, but I forgot and it came up so naturally that I was like, oh no, I forgot to put that one, but I didn't.
You know what, Michelle, the other day when Jessica and I were recording a bonus for All Ears English, she used the expression A for effort. She actually taught it spontaneously.
And we
had taught it to our listeners just the week before that. This is how you guys know it's real English here, because we come up with things in our head that we use personally and we teach them to you. We don't go to a textbook. Okay, so good stuff.
All right, so keep your cards close to your chest, or you can say keep your hand close to your chest. A hand is a hand of cards. It's not like keep your hand close to your chest.
Exactly. Okay, is there a bonus? Do we have time for a bonus?
Okay, so now because we had done one, I think we can do a bonus. What do you think?
I think we can. What is it, Michelle?
So this is a fun one. This is, I see your something, and I'll raise you something.
Okay? Wow.
So, okay. I put this one because it came up naturally in a conversation for me. So it can be used in a sarcastically, it can be used sarcastically or in a funny way. So basically in a poker game, you say like, I see your, right? Like whatever hand they put out and I'll raise you. And you're basically raising the bet. So you're saying in a regular context, it's kind of like saying like, yeah, you had this happen, but I had this happen.
Oh, okay, cool. And so you used this recently, Michelle?
I did, because...
Okay, tell us the scenario, how you used it, because this would be good for us. This is really high level. I almost think I can't use this properly.
I don't know if I explained the I see your part. Poker players, let me know, but I see...
So like you're kind of upping someone, or a
little bit. Yes. So like, for example, my neighbor, this was several weeks ago, but she told me, you know, her lock had recently broke and she had like a terrible time getting it fixed and it was very expensive. Actually, I have to fix the word that I put here. It wasn't the dishwasher. So anyway, She said she was telling me about her lock situation. And then as soon as she told me that story, I came home and my washing machine wasn't working.
Oh, gosh, Michelle. And
so I said to her, I see your lock breaking, or I'll see your lock breaking. I don't know. I say I see. And I'll raise you a broken washing machine.
Ooh, right? That is such creative language. I love it.
So this is, it's kind of a humorous way, instead of like, oh, listen to what happened to me. It's just like kind of like, all right, I see you this, and now I raise you. You know, it's like, oh, a way to kind of tease about what's happening, a way to bring some humor to it, or just be like, oh no, this is more intense in my opinion, or less.
I love it. And also, I think it's a way of showing that empathy, right? Like you're showing empathy because you're showing, hey, I'm having just as bad of an experience. So I empathize with you. I feel it. Our building management is awful, right? That kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So let's do a role play. We are making plans for a weekend getaway, Lindsay.
All right. Sounds fun. Let's go. Okay. Yep. So if the flight prices are still cheap, great. If not, all bets are off.
Let's hope they're good.
Yeah. You have a good poker face. So I'm not sure if you really want to go or not.
Oh, well, of course I do. I'm just keeping my hand close to my chest because I may have another idea if this doesn't work out.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. That'd be great. Come on. Put all your cards on the table.
Let's just see about the flights first.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
All right. When I first read that, I thought you were trying to say you had a better option, like to hang out with someone else.
No. Like another idea for us.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So let's go through this, guys. So the first thing that I said was, okay, so if the flight prices are still cheap, great. If not, all bets are off. So that means if some condition changes, then the results are going to change. We're not going to do the thing that we were going to do, right?
Yes, exactly. And then I actually had a very bad poker face, so this was not appropriate. I should have said it like, let's hope they're good, you know, like that I didn't have that much emotion. But anyway, you said you have a good poker face, so I'm not sure if you really want to go or not. And basically, I'm not revealing too many of my emotions.
Yeah, you're very kind of stoic, I guess, would be a word to describe a stoic face, right? And of course I do. I'm just keeping my hand close to my chest, right? Because I have another idea if this doesn't work out. So you have an idea, you have a backup plan.
Yeah,
but for whatever reason, you don't want to tell me. You don't want to, and I'm not sure why, but you don't want to.
I don't know, but I don't want to.
Okay, what else?
I don't want to. Leave me alone. No, I just... and then you said, come on, put all your cards on the table. So you're like, tell me, like, put them on the table. Let me see.
That's so fun. I love that. I can't wait to write a title for this episode, Michelle. I feel like it's going to be really fun to write one. But one question. So this is a role play. So you guys know that we try to put them all in here in one role play. But Michelle, do you think it would be common to see this many of the same type of idiom, like the card playing idiom in one conversation like that, right?
No. Guys, we do it so you can get them all in one. But yeah, this would be like a little, like, this would just be like a little, like, what's going on here? Like, it's like the card theme of the day. No.
Yeah, it's so good. So what's the takeaway for our listeners, Michelle?
Guys, cards and betting, and these are things that are a huge part of the culture. They constantly show up in our expressions and our idioms. So definitely try these out today, not all in one conversation, right? One at a time, maybe. These are a lot of fun. So yeah, see how you can use them.
For sure. And I hope someday we can learn about all the card games that are unique to our listeners' countries.
Yes.
Right? That we don't, you know, guys, come back to the blog, 1675, and tell us about a card game that is popular in your country that we don't have here in the U.S. I would love to know, Michelle.
Oh, I want to learn. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So fun. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.